So here we are on Monday, April 20th at the trustees meeting in Guilford Field Library and hybrid. And we have Emma online and we're
Hello.
starting the trustees meeting and we are recording.
Great.
Okay. So welcome everybody. Thanks for being here. And I just want to send it out to the airwaves. I hope, John, you're having a great music tour.
Yeah.
All right. So we need to accept the minutes from the March meeting.
I move to accept them with appreciation.
And anyone want to second that?
Second.
All those in favor? I opposed. Yays out. All right. Librarian's report, Amber.
All right, so I'm really sorry. I just sent this to everyone minutes ago. I usually send a draft to the chairs, and
Yes.
so somehow I forgot the part two of that.
But because I saw it, I probably didn't think about it, that you
Right,
hadn't said
right,
that.
right. So my apologies. I was not expecting that you would have. No. So I'll just go over the highlights, I guess.
That's good.
So we did, and I think I mentioned this in a previous meeting, have someone from the state visit the library to measure and determine the building capacity. So we have a sign in the other room, in the hallway, I should say, for this room. Current setup with tables and chairs is 16. If we push things aside and we have chairs, it would be 30. He was very generous and didn't take out for all of the things that are around the edges, but wanted us to still be able to function, but like still eventually like, with the models.
Yeah, that's great. Good work.
Yeah, it was pretty easy to do actually. And we didn't talk about this last time, but in March I had my first what the state calls AC or synchronous virtual program. I'm learning all of their new words, which I called Library Initiative, which was for tech stuff. And we had small attendance, but honestly, for tech stuff, it was so great because then I was really able to help people one-on-one. And often, if people haven't signed up for a new tech thing, it's because they are having a challenge. And so I was happy to get some people started with Libby and answer their questions. Just for ebooks and audiobooks. And that was really, really fun. I couldn't be here and do it, so I had to have a sub and do it from home because I don't know where I was at. So Crystal, our librarian sub was here. Let's see. We just finished another session of poetry and sound with Matt, and we had four kids, which was the perfect size, he realized, and it allowed us to still be open and people could still like use the library while they were here. They got invited to Guilford Sound for a field trip, which was really cool and really
Super cool.
super cool. It's one of those things you like wonder like when they're gonna realize how cool it was in their life. Like but
Super impressive.
it was really neat and they had fun and they got to see, I don't know, my kid came home talking about like the architecture of the recording studio and I was like, she's like, it was like five separate buildings inside one building on springs.
That's for no comment.
Truth.
What'd you just say? Noah Kahan, he's a popular musician and he records there and he shot his album art as well in there.
A lot of very famous people have recorded there.
Yeah.
So, but they were very welcoming to the kids and like super approachable and
That's so generous.
they had a very
That's
nice
good.
time. Yeah, it was really neat. And we got to meet with their sound, one of their sound engineers, Matt was there.
Nice.
Another one. And also the kids, you know, for poetry and sound, they wrote, they read aloud, they recorded and edited their words, and then they put some kind of sound behind it. We were mostly using sounds that you could find in GarageBand
Nice.
for the behind it and like looping it and changing it. And with only four, they they made so much content so fast. It was really pretty incredible. And I was kind of in and out. I did bring my horn once and got to record very
Great.
briefly. Played along with some computer bongos, so that was a totally new experience. But I was in and out because my kid was in it, and sometimes it was better if I was away.
How old were the kids?
They were between 8 and 12, but like 9, 10, and 11,
Oops.
maybe 2 11-year-olds.
Emma, can you hear okay? Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I'm just loving this. I sounds like such an awesome program.
Yeah, Matt is so good. It's an after school thing, so even though we have like some goals, there's time for them to be kids. And of course, since we're in the library, it's funny to say it, but the books are really distracting. And many of them have grown up in this library, so like that's the routine. So the last day, they had a great, he always thinks like whatever they do is like great. But they really, there was just like a different energy that day, and they all came in and grabbed a book and just sat down.
Nice.
And so
Well, which meant to do
what they're used to doing.
they're used
Yeah,
to
but
do.
then by the end they had like used a typewriter and they were going outside to record some sounds, and it was really hot, and they all put their feet in the stream. So it's so nice to have someone that's really is really flexible like that and understands that it's like what it is and what it doesn't have to be. And that helps the kids feel really comfortable. And even so, like they all make like really fun content.
Nice.
But they weren't like, wasn't like, you have to do this
Yeah, wasn't
now.
school.
Yeah, it wasn't school. So it was really good. I wanted to tell you about other things that are coming up. We are having a library dance party outside on the first Thursday at 4:30, which is May 7th. Just to have an hour of fun dance party outside with live music.
That's Luke.
That's Luke. Yep, he's doing it again, and people had a lot of fun last time. He really adjusted to try to get the New Englanders to dance.
The
He's really good. It was super
He's
fun.
good at doing that.
Yeah. Megan's offering another session of Zumbini, which starts on May 19th, which I'm really excited about. And we are also having a library party and puppet show. Sandblast Theater is coming to give a puppet show on the last day of school, at 12, from 12 to 2. We're gonna have a party. I've been partnering with Sandra from the school. She got a grant, and we also have a grant from the Department of Libraries, so we're sharing expenses, and she's buying these really cute book bags that say "Bring me to the library" on them, like with the hearts. They're like totes.
I know.
I know. You have to be coming to the party. So that's
What's
a
the date?
June 17th. It's a Wednesday, so right after the last day of school. And her grant is trying to strengthen the connection between the library and the school, and also to help parents think about how to keep their kids reading, or to keep reading to their kids in the summer, like wherever they're at on that
Good.
journey.
What is this time of that?
It's from 12 to 2. And the
Two.
puppet show is at 2. So Yana from Sandglass is coming, who has been coming the last several years to our summer camp and really likes it here, which is a cool thing for someone to say. Like they like the space and will be outside whether permitting.
So two grants are funding this.
Two grants are funding this. It's a
One
good question.
sourced by Sandra.
Sandra, they have Title I funding through the school. And the one that I'm using is the summer programming grant from the Vermont Department of Libraries. And they really like it when you send that grant on performers that are local.
Sweet.
So we haven't always done it like that, but we
That's great.
definitely are this
Yeah, and
year.
that is so
And
great.
she's giving us a deal. Say that to
Yeah.
her. So we'll kick off our summer library challenge at that
Nice.
party. And so this summer it's going to be visit the library 5 times, check something out each time, and You can win a gift certificate for a treat at the country store.
Do people buy a gift certificate I still have in my wallet from last summer?
Yeah.
Don't know why I use that. I just remember.
You said to remember.
That's
Yeah.
funny. That this time we're gonna keep the bookmarks, the trackers at the library because that was the hardest part, and I realized that it was some the reason why some people didn't finish. So
Yeah.
we'll just keep a little
That
thing.
makes sense.
I think that's what they do at the Vernon Library,
I
actually.
didn't understand that. What did you say?
Well, there's a little bookmark that I give that, and that people can put stickers on it to track their visits.
Oh.
And last summer, it was just a new thing that I was doing, and I had everybody keep their own bookmarks. But keeping track of the physical thing ended up being part of the challenge, which I didn't really doesn't really need to be. It's not about keeping track of the family. It's just about coming to the library 5 times. So I'm going to keep them here.
Makes sense. I just have an idea that maybe May's craft parties we could decorate our bookmarks or something like that so we know who's in school.
You could, yeah.
That could be funny.
There's, it's like I will it'd be fun. There's not a lot of space for decoration.
Yeah,
But
maybe just.
that would be super fun.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I'll leave more space for that. That's such a fun movie. The last thing is on June 19th, which is that same, it's like the week right after school gets out, we're gonna have another kids writing workshop with Jocelyn and Reagan. They're both volunteering their time. It's very, very generous. Okay.
Well done.
I have a couple thank yous that I was hoping people might take and send. I have stamps if you need them. One is for Jen and Neil, who have been transporting our e-bikes for maintenance. And they bought us bags for the e-bike batteries so we can store them inside without fear of them starting to break. Which is really unlikely, but just didn't really want to
Yeah.
have any unlikely
Don't want any
bits
risks.
happen. They're really great. They told me about them and they said where they bought them. And I said, that's not a place I can buy things from, really, because we can buy stuff from Amazon. And so then they showed up the next week.
This
But
is Amazon.
they were a gift. They were a gift.
Very
And then the other one is a thank you for a $100 donation in honor of Jack Newhauser, somebody in Chicago. You can look at the. I'll just say one more thing. I know this is longer than I thought it was going to be. My stats. The stats look a bit different this time. I have been working to change the stats so that they agree more with what the state library asks for in their annual report. There's a lot of it that we, well, not a lot, but there are several sections about programs in particular that we didn't collect data in that way, so you can't fill it out. It doesn't mean that we doing anything wrong. I just have to write a bunch of M's. So you'll see different categories. They like to know who the program age is targeted at, and they don't really care like if it's an adult or a child attending. They just want to know like the full attendance numbers. So you'll see all of these different categories.
So when you go to do that before, it's going to be so much easier for
Yes.
you.
Yeah.
Because the stats are going to match what they're asking for.
Yeah, exactly. And then a couple of them are just like different definitions for stats. Like Kathy was tracking story time at the school and outreach, but the state library defines it as a program if you are doing anything more than sitting at a table and like handing out flyers through things. So it's really a synchronous off-site program. That's what they call it.
To be official.
To be official. Anyway, we'll just allow me to use their categories. And I think it provides a bit more information about who,
That's
like,
good.
what programs we need or what age categories we are able to target programs. Okay, cool. Our e stats continue to be high. And I've thought about reaching out to people, but I don't want to feel like they think I'm in their details of their holds so very much, but I might put it in a future library newsletter to say, like, if you are looking for a new book and you're trying to get it as an ebook or an audiobook, well, mostly the ebook, you might get it faster in print if you like
Oh,
reading
that's
print
great.
forever. Because the waiting lists are really long. And I'm excited that next year I will have funds from fundraising that you all and me decided to put in the budget to spend more on copies, especially for audiobooks.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to see like what things have a larger number of holds on them and buy a copy so that our folks won't have to be like literally 240 of them behind or something like that. It's incredible sometimes when it's a popular title. So I'm excited about being able to do that. But yeah, sometimes the print book, because we're in this tiny library, you might be able to just walk in and get it, or maybe get it next or something like
It's good
that.
to tell people that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also, I feel like we are really meeting a need by having the ebooks and the audiobooks because of the reading sometimes. Cool. Let me know if you have any questions.
All sounds wow, swimmingly wonderful.
Things are hopping.
Yes.
Yeah. It was really fun to have people run into each other. That was the other thing I wrote, is that it has been fun to have programs when the library is open so that people of maybe different generations that like, don't normally run into each other get to like see each other's existence and enjoy that. Like the crafting in the first crafting in community we had, it was a lot of parents with babies. And there were some people that came in after the senior support group, and they were just like not in a like in this very loving way, just like so enjoying like wow, like being the existence of each other. And the babies and the toddlers are so welcome. The ones that know this place that kind of walk over
Well,
like,
then they're like
hey,
the mayors of the place.
like, welcome to my library.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun to watch that happen.
You're done. That's
No, I should never do that.
All right, that's it for me.
Wonderful. Very good. All right. So, chair report. I'm presenting it. John is really the chair. And but he, as we know, is away on the tour with his band, not his band, but a band. So the one thing that came up is spring cleaning, which is really a trustee's, it's not a librarian job. So I suggested that we put that on the chair's report to own it, the spring cleaning. So we just need to talk about it. We have this idea that we could set a date and some people could choose to come on that day and help, or for people it's better to do it on their own time than have a deadline to complete the task. We do like a hybrid approach. And so I guess the first question is setting the date. Yes.
I would say for my own executive function, I do better with that. Like come in on this day and just
Dates.
do it. But I like both options too, because I think especially for people with more demanding jobs than their own, I really can't cut.
And like you're new to them, John. But then what we could do is just say if we do it on their own time, make sure they haven't done by the such and such. And I need that. I need that ones.
Totally. Are we thinking May?
Yeah, I think it would be helpful
Mid-May.
if it were done before the first Zoom meeting, which is
It's
they're
good to know. I told you
going
about
to
my
have the
deadlines.
outside. So that's the 19th of May. Yeah.
Have another pretty calendar.
That feels not very far away.
Yes, I quote.
Okay.
That's enough.
Yeah.
So then, what works best for people who want to come in person? Is it a weekend time? Like a Sunday afternoon. I'm just grasping at straws here.
For me, weekend probably, or like after school, but also I'm happy to just take some tasks and do them whenever, like deadline.
Well, how about we set it and what we can suggestion? Soon? Okay, so okay. Is a Sunday afternoon better than a Saturday afternoon? If we can time to, is it
think
better?
I think so.
You're like a 3 to 5 on a Sunday afternoon. Is that good or not good?
We have basically three, well, yeah, so if we're looking at May, we would have one, two, three, the
Oh,
3rd, the 10th, and
the 10th, the
yeah.
17th.
And yeah, so we can't do the 10th. So we just have 2 days. These are the 3rd or the
I
7th.
have a concert on the 17th, but I
Okay.
can come in.
But you could on your own time.
Yeah.
The 3rd sounds fine to me.
The 3rd of May. No, I'm big doings of me at the center place.
You're having some doings.
No, I'm in the box office. I'm 17th. Just community plays all that weekend.
Okay.
So I can't do
And
that.
I'm in Boston.
So let's do the 17th, then we can get a little spick and span.
So it's got the 17th, and if a person can't make the 17th, come,
Anytime before.
yes, correct. Or after that on the 18th. The Zoom meeting is the 19th.
Indeed.
Yes.
Is there a list of tasks?
There will be.
Okay.
There will be. So maybe we'll have a Google Doc
Sure.
that people can refer to.
Yeah.
And some things might need several people, so those could be
Sure.
saved for the day
You good?
and then have it
Such as
for
take
individual tasks.
the window dresser six to people.
Shouldn't we
Yeah.
say like 11 a.m. or before?
And I think you guys help decide. I just said afternoon, just yeah, because I always like that.
I
Let's
would prefer later in the afternoon just so it doesn't break
chop
up the
up.
day too much.
Yeah, bring up the day. Does 3 to 5 work for you?
Yeah, she'll probably be awake by then. My husband's going to be away at a workshop. So probably like, I would say like 4 probably works better for me.
Okay.
So if people are okay with that and it's not too late, then we can have a little evening out with the brand new little food. We could clean
That's
things
not good
up.
for cleaning.
That's not. Eat in your cars, people. And don't bring it in here, okay? I just changed my mind. Or you eat outside. You don't, we don't want to attract ants.
Not for
So,
cleaning, not
what
for
are
cleaning.
people's thoughts about in person starting at 4? I think we need 2 hours.
Or
Does it get
maybe could we
too?
start at 3 and then Megan, you could come whenever you can?
Totally.
Okay,
Yeah.
there you go. So 3 to 5. Okay. And then what I'm
It's so
thinking
late to be out
is,
on a Sunday.
do you want to start with Google Doc
Sure.
right now? And we could do like a 5-minute brainstorm.
Yeah.
So I need one.
Yeah.
So,
Love that. Thank you.
okay. So I do know about windows. We're pursuing the idea, that's all it is right now, of having the windows professionally done. Because they've never been professionally done and they're really hard to do it.
Yeah.
They're,
To clean them, that's what you
yeah,
need to
because
buy done.
they are
Thank
very
you.
hard to
Very
clean.
difficult because they're combination storm screens and you have to have someone outside and inside. And done it many times, many of us have. And you think it's really great and you step away and it's actually it's pretty bad.
It's just drink.
Super strict. And I'm persnickety and that. So Jeff is a professional window cleaner, lives in Vernon. He's done a lot of work in Guildford. We've been done for years. Great guy. He's coming just to give an estimate. So that's all we're doing is just
And
get an estimate.
what is that estimate of occurring?
Tomorrow.
Whoa, Jeff.
Yes.
And
I
then
was
what would
lucky
that
with
look
you,
like?
very hard to get.
Would the trustees vote on using
I think
fundraising
so.
money after getting the estimate?
I think so.
Okay, great.
I think so. Yeah, and I don't think we need to ask Erica about this
No, I don't.
because we're using, are we using?
I mean, it's so it's like new territory,
Yeah,
right? So
yeah.
maybe I could just check in and
Okay, just check
see
in.
if
Yeah.
there are.
Yeah. Like, do we need to get a sentence? But I like the idea of using just kind of what I know him and I know his work, and then plenty of people have different than these 10. But we can count on them. And also, we're supporting a fairly local business. It's not a great big business with a big overhead. And I like that also. Well.
I don't, we didn't have to get, know that we had all of like several bids for the stairs. I think she maybe reached out, but because they were donating their time, I think it changed it a little bit. But it's always good to check in on process.
And I don't know if maintenance is in another category, from the town's point of view versus actually constructing new steps in terms of what's required.
Right.
But they might even cover having the
Don't
windows pushed,
know.
right?
But
But as part of the maintenance,
I don't know.
let's see
it
what the
might
estimate
be
is.
worth asking once we know the
I
estimate.
think when we discussed this last month, and maybe
We
it was
discussed it at the
at the
chairs
chairs meeting,
meeting. We were talking about bringing on
the goodwill
the goodwill
toward
and
the town,
using
I mean, toward the library.
our fundraising for that expense.
We've been so successful with fundraising, and we're asking a lot of the town right now, such as Ellie, who's very, very happy and doing great, has taken on a big new piece for her job, managing finances. She's not complaining, but I'm just very aware of we've asked a lot, and it's all going well. So, in terms of the town's sentiment toward us, and we've been doing well with fundraising. It's a good use. Okay, of some money that we have raised, I think.
But I could also just ask
And
if
just
they
ask.
have a clinic that they're cleaning
Yeah,
them.
maybe they pay half of it. Right. A lot of ifs. It
For
won't, we have a lot of windows.
right.
So I think when he can, we have a lot of windows in our house. So I think it was like 600 to do our windows, and he didn't do that. Into the stairs without us being able to. And I think we have 12. So it will be, I bet you'll be closer to 800, if I guess.
So for the other cleaning stuff that day
Thank
or
you.
another day, just the taking out the window dressers
Yes, I'm
and putting
storing them.
storing them carefully because they have that plastic layer on them. And putting down the screens and art rewriting.
Yeah.
Cool.
So is it all this going to the policeman?
Yeah, the window dressers, yes. That's no other person.
And there's supplies down there for storing them.
Yes.
It would be really helpful for the rock box toys to be clean. I feel like it would be not hard and really
That'd be
fun.
fun.
But
Yeah. I have a tub around the
we
house.
have
I can
tubs
do
down.
that with Lydia, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we have tubs downstairs, I think that
Okay.
could be used. And I could maybe
You pick things up in there.
baking a soap already. Scrubbers.
Yeah, do we need to bring any gear?
Right.
Bathing
Perhaps
suit. A
Depends.
snorkel.
New Dobies, Dobies, scrub. Smothers. Oh, yeah. Nothing.
I mean, maybe I think we have some sponges downstairs already, but we could use that on the two cushions we do really okay. But we the library has a budget for that stuff, so I could
But we do have stuff down there. We should go check out this stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then here, we have in the past cleaned or vacuumed or dusted the number of shelves. Seems like a long thing. But this is yes.
Taking the books off of the shelves.
Well, the variations, I mean, the ideal thing is really a vacuum. That's a really good deal. I have a vacuum trouble with the sound and the trash. So you're keeping everything where it is, but you're just getting in there a little bit. So it's not just a little like an off on the edge. Like you get the tops of the books, but I don't think taking the books out. Right? Do
Yeah.
you
Nothing wet if you're really
nothing less, right? Exactly. So I think the back end would be done.
Yeah, which we don't.
So people just put their eyes back in.
Yeah.
Was that chat very good? Oh, do you have one? I've always we had one like 30 years ago, and I missed it too. It's justice to but we all know what it definitely
Yeah, I find that cordless vacuums are ideal for situations like that. So you're not really waving the hose up there and trying to maneuver things. Is yours cordless?
Ours is no, but ours is a long door.
Okay.
It's a really good vacuum, like the filter. So.
I believe you. Let's do it.
That has a long cord, so that's what comes in about. But
Yeah.
cordless is awesome.
Yeah.
That probably buy me that. What else? Amber, bathroom. How are the cleaners with the bathroom? You do a good job.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job.
Good.
I think it would be great for someone to walk around outside. We talked about like if someone could bring, if there's a lake downstairs or not.
Yeah, usually bring
But just checking for safety of little feet. I don't think just to have an eye on it. Walk around. I don't know. I don't think we need to like manicure rate because it's not really look going for more like safety and it's mowed a lot. By that point it will be mowed.
yes, there's a maybe a little bit of right, just for me to sit out to
This is maybe more long term and not about this cleaning, but I feel like I should say it. I would love it if we could make these little bit of woods right behind the library a fun play area. But there are some triggers and other things in there. So it's just to, if you're out there looking around, just look at that and think of children playing there.
yes. And I did, we talked about this in the co-chairs meeting, and John was there. I did reach out to Linda Lemke, Conservation Commission,
Right.
to ask her about some poison ivy invasives, because that's something they do, is they like to get rid of invasives. And I just asked her if she would come and just check out the
I think I'm also just going to ask Leah and look for an old list to bring people to see.
We did some the door like really thank God did that beautiful job at door.
We moved all rugs and sort of banged them out outside.
That would be good. That would be very good.
Right, and then with your back,
Yes, yeah, that would get back in for that one. And also shape them up like both. Shape them up.
maybe also for the landscaping stuff. Well, Laura, you like to do the
Just
spring
do this.
springtime situation, and maybe we could put a little, toddler, a little toddler child labor into action. Hey, just floating the idea.
What do you mean?
Get them to help.
On this
Deb help
birthday,
weeding,
on
or
this
no,
birthday,
not on this work day.
not on this
Separate.
birthday.
So then, if you
Well,
have anything in the front where you're like, it's bad.
oh yeah.
Because that's what we do with Laura sometimes is
Yeah,
we park it out there with our
yeah,
we'll be doing that.
we do
Very
that
straight.
again.
Okay.
We'll be doing that.
Okay.
That's yeah, definitely not by flowers and well, actually last
We
year
have some
we
bulbs that are probably come with
yeah,
it.
they are.
They are?
They are. They look
So
really
come to
good.
story time
Yeah.
tomorrow, and I have the new children's book about poems.
Oh, great.
You ordered it, so you missed it. The
The spring one?
Yeah, spring is moving.
Okay, great.
He's
Yeah, I
been
didn't.
sleeping through stories in
So,
like a month now. It's
yeah.
horrible. It's bad. So I come late.
Yeah, anyway. Yes.
Maybe I'll see you.
Yes.
Cool.
But yeah, so outdoors.
Do we need anything out for you to bring anything other than a rake? Like for landscaping stuff? Or, I mean,
Well, I'm right there, and I'll just bring my
yeah.
wheelbarrow and just put a bunch of stuff in.
Okay.
People don't have to deal with it.
That's easy.
Yes. Maybe clippers, if anyone has them, for if you see these outside, we have.
Big loppers.
Yeah, this one, this one. Four. And you said this is Sunday, 17th of May. That's pretty beautiful. I don't know that I know right now, but that I would work for that. I can't be there, but I'll bring my vacuum regardless. What else inside? We talked about shelves, we talked about the floor, we talked about the windows.
And so the pest cleaners do the bathroom. We don't need to question.
They do clean the bathroom,
Okay.
definitely.
Okay.
So
Maybe.
I was going to say, we'll be getting this link, right?
Yeah.
And then,
Yeah. Yeah.
exactly. So then, Amber, if something pops in your brain,
Yep.
that too.
Okay.
And so I guess our deadline that we're giving ourselves, if we can't come that day, is that everything ready by the time of June 17th?
May 19th.
May 19th at 4:30 p.m.
So I'll be here for it.
You are silly.
So anyway, in time for Zoom meeting on the 19th. Deadlines are really helpful
Yep.
for me. All right. So that's spring cleaning. Did that all sound okay, Emma? Were you able to? Okay, good. So Megan will send out the link.
I sure will.
Great. Good. And we want to talk about April 27th. There is, and again, this is really a treasure, I'm sorry, a trustee thing, is the trustee is going to the select board quarterly. And so we're trying to take this off Amber's work list.
This
Well,
is
I go too. You go, but in terms of the planning.
yeah, the planning of the trustee side, I will give a little report and show pictures
Yeah,
from
that's
like the
helpful.
library. It's 5 minutes total, so it's very low. I think the last couple of times we got kudos for staying within our allotted time.
Unlike someone else.
Unlike others.
Unlike some others. Yeah,
I think it was maybe even said like that. So we were like, so it's really pretty minimal. And
that's me for today. I'll
yeah,
be out
for today.
soon.
And I like to be here and be on Zoom, to like have the library in the background. And a trustee could come on Zoom. I think it would work fine. Because my face is going to be on Zoom too, or you could come and be here
We're at six.
with me. They're at 6:30, and we're usually in the first half an
Yeah.
hour. So we can sign up after.
Yeah, and it's nice for the select board to, put a face of the name in terms of who are the testing. It's
This one I'm excited about, just to announce like programs coming up, and
seeing is really upcoming programs.
for me, if that's what mine is going to be mostly about.
We could note that we're having a spring cleaning for trustees.
Yeah.
Whatever we can do to help people know what do we do. And that will just be noted
Yeah.
by the trustee that's there. And
I've been working with Ellie on sort of fleshing out the library trustees fund with actual lines and budget lines and procedures. It's always good to thank her.
yes, I think so too.
Right now, I don't have a person slated to be there with me. So if you're available,
So
I
think I am, but I have to go home and look at my calendar.
okay.
I can't do that.
Okay.
I could even speak.
Great.
Yay.
Cool.
Yay. Yay, Judith.
Yeah, I couldn't even try to think. Awesome.
Do you want to just, would you be willing, Judith? You're going to go double check your
Yes.
phone. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you. I appreciate that. So. Cool. So I think that's the chair report.
Great.
And next comes Treasury's report that Amber
All right.
is
So I'm giving this
super big voting net.
for Jeanette and good. So I'm showing Emma, I sent these out to this is the update of what's happening with the books and services budget. You can see that we're 91% of the way through. That seems like a really high number, but we've paid all of our bills that would only be annual. And we have gone all the way through the So we paid the courier bill with three funding sources. One of them is a grant from the Vermont Department of Libraries, which comes from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. It's federal funding. Another is taxes from the books and services line. And then the last part is fundraising. So I'm starting to track how much we'll need to come from fundraising. And Ellie has set everything up enough so that I can now code the bill using fundraising.
Yeah, I think that's
Right.
excellent.
So that's pretty cool.
That's really great. So we're reducing it from the 30 million in terms of
No, it's still,
streamline.
well, it's still three funding sources. They just all, but they are all paid by the town treasurer.
Okay. Too
So,
much? I'm confused.
Yeah,
we just
well, both of you
say,
are talking, so I can't
oh,
hear
sorry,
either of
happy,
you.
but I was just answering every question.
So it's three funding sources, but the bills are all paid out through the town treasurer's office.
Okay.
It's just that I code them one, like with the grant, with the books and services money, and then now really the fundraising.
So I don't know how much detail we really need to put in.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. But it's too much. Yes.
I think it's our most complicated one, but a lot, we do pay for many things with more than one funding source. Usually it's just fundraising and books and services. Yeah, so what's remaining is what's usually in the adult and children's materials budget. We've kept those lines, the budget, the same for both of them, but what's true is that adult materials always cost more than children's materials. But children often read, will read more quickly through when they're in the lower level stuff. But we have more adult concerns that I do really text about. So I'm thinking about all of this, and we've already set the budget for next year. I think this is great. But my goal is to just sort of not go over the budget as a whole. But I will probably spend more than what we budgeted for adult insurance. Yeah.
Digital resources, is that ebooks?
That is what we paid to the Green Mountain Library Consortia for our Libby ebooks and the audiobooks.
Thank you.
And that's a hard one to budget for. We did budget for more next year, but that price is based on number of patrons and also usage. So we have to be mindful of if we have more patrons and greater usage that it's going to
Grow up.
it's going to go up.
Yeah. So encourage them to get real books.
Well, or maybe we could also use some fundraising to cover that because
People
yeah, and it's I think some people that just never come here, we're not accessible. This is like oh, and accessible offering
Yeah.
of materials still.
Yes.
So, and it is a really good deal for how much you get access to it.
It's inclusive.
But But yeah, it's probably gonna go up. That's the budget. I didn't
Okay.
spend the
Are we
other.
on track?
Oh, I
Yes.
didn't say that. We're definitely on
We're
track.
definitely on track. Yes.
Great. And there will be future budgets that will show the lines that are in the works from the town, from Evan, so that would show a better full picture.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
When you say that some expenses may increase, perhaps like needing more funding for maybe or adult materials for the children's, does that mean that will go up in the next fiscal year? Like if that's happening in June?
So we did budget in our next fiscal year for the digital resources line to be $100 more. But we kept adult and children's materials at budget at what they are right now. I think I was just trying to say that adult materials always cost more than children's materials. So you might not see them. I'm going to still buy adult materials even though there's only $16 left. So it might be just like a little bit out there.
Okay.
Do we have any idea of how they calculate the rise in cost for the digital part?
Yeah, it's based on how they calculate it.
Yeah, so how, like how much money are, how much are we talking about if 100 people or join this thing and want books?
How much is that going to cost?
Yeah.
I can look into it so I can give you more details about it, but it's the number of currently registered and not expired patrons that we have. And then there's a another number that's about like per circulation, like how of the last year. But I don't know the exact numbers in my head.
I was just curious if it's a large number.
Right, of going up.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I did this last year to prevent a large number going up is that I really only sent the number of patrons that were actually not expired and could get into Libby. And previously, Kathy was sending a much larger number, but not all of those patrons could use the, we can't use it if they're expired. So our patrons expire every year, which was an advantage to make sure that we're not keeping people on longer than they are patrons of the library, right? It's not that we're kicking people off, it's just that when they knew it would go away faster. And then there's another bit which I'm not, I can report on this next time. If you spend up to $1,000 or $1,000 more on content in Libby, like from your library to add extra copies of things, then you get a discount on part of the annual fee that you pay. But I'll just make a note to bring more details something explain them.
Experience.
Yeah. It's the formula that the Green Mountain Library Consortium uses for any of those.
Great.
Cool.
All right. Any other questions or comments for Amber about anything? All right. So we're required to do training once a year. So we can stay certified with the state.
Is this whole business?
Nope, this is part of this last note in the agenda.
Okay.
And so there are two parts to the training. The first part is for us to refresh our minds or go over what is new for whomever related to our trusty handbook, our copy of it is digital. And
Some
then
may call it our trusty as well.
oh. And the other was the online training video, which I had to, because I did not, I forgot all about it, did not do it.
I
And that's
almost think I saw that. You sent
John
that?
sent it out with a link.
Oh,
One
on
of
the
us.
it was one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just say, and I'll make that note to myself.
Well, thank you everybody for confessing.
Okay, I'm going to write it really big.
I think he wanted folks to do it just so you don't feel bad before the next
Wasn't before
meeting.
tonight. Okay.
Oh,
Over the next
thank
month.
goodness. Yeah.
I didn't mind. I thought it was for tonight.
Yeah, that seems in the, for the second part, it's probably sometime in the next month.
Yeah,
In the next month, rather than.
yeah. I remembered wrong, but I forgot anyways.
You got 3 more weeks. Don't worry.
Okay. So that's for the May, for the May meeting.
Agenda.
Yeah.
More of a discussion of that.
Right, so, right. Yeah.
Do you
Yes.
want to put that in our minutes? Mention that
Yes, to restate what John said. And so our thought was, are there things within our handbook, which of course most books have digitally, that would be good to go over? And I think the one thing that Amber, I think what we talked about was, the different, like trustees, like there's that chart. And, but, here's what I'm wondering, Amber and everyone. What I'm wondering is, would this be better? There it is. Thank you. Thank you for that. Let's look at that.
Are
I'm
you looking
wondering.
at the working together chart?
I can share it if you want, if that would be helpful.
That's very good. Do you see it, Emma, on the screen?
No, but is it titled Working Together? I'm in the yeah. You don't have to share it. I can.
Okay.
I have it pulled up on my own computer.
Okay. Ready, owl.
There you go. Can you make it just a speck bigger? Thank you. Good. Thank you. So what I'm wondering is why don't we look at this together and then we'll go into more depth next month with John as taking the lead. Does that make sense? So
It's pretty small.
it is pretty small. Yeah, we could just write
Nice.
them. Yeah, they're not much better. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad it wasn't just my eyes. So this is so great. It really maps it out. Library director, trustees, friends. And Amber, is there anything within the administration category that you want to point out?
Right, so there's the thing where the trustees hire the library director, and then the library director hires everyone else, right, and manages the staff and the volunteers. And in a really small library where that it's come up, it gets a little fishy is when people fall into more than one category. It's like, I know it's not like anybody's had any problems. I've never had any problems. It's just like when it's really small, things start to
Trickle me.
yeah,
Like me.
like you and other people. And I think everyone handles that really well. It's just when you look at this from the viewpoint of a tiny library like we are, it reads differently.
But I think one large comment is what has happened at other libraries, not here, is as we all know, library director is hired to design programming and to be in charge of that. And in other libraries, that has been an issue where trustees tell the librarian what they want to see for programming. And so that piece of micromanaging, which of course we don't want to do at all, and we're not saying we are doing it, but just it's awareness. It's total awareness. And it's kind of a broad statement.
Isn't it part of our responsibility as trustees to su actually state that we're supporting the library
Absolutely.
director?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So maybe that should be in there.
I'll get a bumper sticker for my car.
This
I've joked.
was not made by us.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah, this is not made by
this
us.
is the
Thank you.
state.
I think it's even be above that. I wonder if there is a adapted from the Connecticut State Library. But
Guilford,
it
Connecticut.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think something John found.
Okay. That's different then.
Do you
I
know
think.
if sorry to interrupt. Do you know if the friends have a copy of this? That would probably be so helpful for them also.
Yeah, sure, we gave it to them, but we should make sure we
Yeah.
have it.
Yeah.
Do we have any friends updates for this meeting?
Okay.
I normally put it
Question.
in my
Have
head.
they had any
No,
meetings?
not in many. Oh, I don't know about the meetings, but I haven't had updates in many months, so I'm curious.
Yes.
I've definitely been in contact with them, but no particular updates.
Okay.
So should I send this digitally?
I think that they probably have it.
They have been given it. All right.
Could you print that for me?
Sure.
Thank you.
I think there's always a little bit of, yeah, I don't, it's interesting. I don't know if you ever read the news of like a library director in Vermont getting fired.
It's happened several
It's
times.
so
I read the
Rockingham.
stories carefully. Rockingham
That
was
was
one,
really bigger.
and it was
Dover,
awful.
the Dumberston
Dover
library
was
director
one.
was
It was
recently let
awful.
go.
So that's one of the reasons that we're very clear about what is the library director in charge of, what are trustees in charge of, and
Yeah.
how do the friends support the work of the library.
But there's also like we all work together on coming up with a strategic plan, right? And the I like use that for all kinds of guidance. So it's
Yes.
not
But we work together.
Yeah, right.
We work together in tandem
Yeah.
with goals that we set and you as the professional.
Right. It's just fairly interesting to me. This is the first board that I've worked for. So like reading this chart is as new to me as it might be to someone new too. It's really.
When it says for the trustees under marketing that we ensure the library has an active marketing program, is that just sort of checking to make sure that you're marketing on, Front Porch Forum or that your website, like I'm pretty good with that stuff. So I'm wondering if we could be doing more and if that's something that I should take on.
Well, I think that's really in the library director's bucket of
Yeah.
things to do, but it's not to say
And I'm not saying you're
answer.
not doing enough. I love what you do.
No,
And also,
yeah.
it's a lot of word of
But
mouth.
it is also a
Word of mouth is
place.
good to hear.
Yeah.
It's
But I
also a
think
place where you could ask for help.
I think that the implement part of it means that the library director and the staff
Totally.
do the doing
Yes.
and
And
the
that's really important in terms of our messaging,
right.
is what you're doing rather
Right.
than someone else doing it. It might not be the same message.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And definitely the if we're looking at that marketing line, the friends last year, and I think they might do it again this year, promoted particular like library weeks that happen throughout the year that were small enough where it's hard to do all that kind of stuff. And yeah, and they were like posted on Front Porch Forum or something like from the Friends of the Library. It's library card sign up month or something like that. Yeah.
I guess National Library Week already happened. It happened in
It's
April.
like right now.
Oh, it's April 19th. Wait.
Just
April 19th
the
to the 25th.
25th.
It's
Yeah,
this
right
week.
now. Yeah.
It's as we speak. I hate
Okay.
the word marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for my mom, it was grocery shopping. She always said, I'm going marketing.
Marketing.
That's an old-fashioned
Yeah.
verb for shopping. Can you scroll up, Amherst, so we see under finance? Or is that it? Yeah. Is that it after meetings? Is meetings the last one?
Can I ask or point out one thing? That
Yeah,
we're
please.
working on our strategic plan, and in the section about planning, it says the process should include input from community staff and friends. I wonder, do we have a mechanism for getting input from the friends for the strategic planning? I know we're working on community input right now, but.
Well, we were wondering, Amber, about that meeting that we've scheduled for June
Yeah.
to invite friends to come.
Yeah. Oh, for
We
the
had wondered about that.
strategic planning
Yeah.
meeting.
Yeah, we're having the library person
Right.
coming. And And I think that it's good to get input, but I think the key is the strategic plan is in the laps of the trustees. And but yeah, we don't want to keep separate silos.
Yeah, we definitely want to get
We want
input.
input.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's
What
expect.
date is that? Did we pick
Did
one?
we pick a date? I kind of think we could.
So we Joy is able to make it for our June meeting that is already
Oh, right, to our
scheduled.
regular trustees meeting.
And I did reach out to Joy to ask if that was okay, given the late hour. And she said, since it's summer, it's no problem.
And you guys are going to play duets for me?
And what I love that you've done here, Amber, with the dates of the meetings, that you have the basic content. So I really appreciate. So there it is right there, strategic planning,
Yeah.
June 15.
Do you think it's gonna get really late? Should we move the meeting earlier? I don't know how long these things take.
Well, yeah, so I think it's up to us, but and up to you, Amber. I mean, should we do 5:30? I don't know.
I think Joy might come early for the horning aspect of the visit if she needs to play horn. I think it makes sense to leave at the same time
Okay,
just
that's
for
fine.
consistency for everyone,
That's
and
fine. Yeah.
since we've scheduled it so far in advance for people to make plans.
But we might want to think 6:30 to 8:30, make it a 2 hour block.
I think that we should maybe not have the social at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that might be, maybe it would be a good idea to plan the social bit. I grabbed that just generally in June,
Yeah.
on another date and invite the friends maybe
Yeah, that
so
would be
that we
good.
can
Be good.
have it
So,
be more social.
could that go on our agenda for next month to set the date for the library social?
Sure.
And while we're talking about the strategic planning, sorry, there's background sounds here. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, that's it.
I did make that survey and started to collect some surveys from the
Excellent.
Guilford School families. And but I don't know how many we got. Did you look end up looking at them, Amber?
Jeanette also took it to the coffee klatch, and there were a lot more.
Oh,
So
good. Smart
I
thinking.
didn't count them or
Oh.
do with them, but yeah, there's
So
definitely
I
some.
wonder, let's see, it is April. So maybe in the May meeting, or I wonder if it makes sense for someone to like compile them before the May meeting or before the
Right.
June meeting, I guess. Maybe we can check in about them at the May meeting.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Julia. So they're in a tub, I think, right?
Yep,
Are
they're in
those?
a basket out front still. And I've
Cool.
shown them to people that have come for programs too.
Good. So the story time parents.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Emma, for doing that. Appreciate that. Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you. That's it.
Maybe the dance also it could be after the.
Yeah.
Oh, that good idea. Yeah, good idea. Anything else, yes, that we want to note or point out?
I would like to note something in terms of, I guess, just like transparency. In Brattleboro, I'm a part of this very informal group called the Brattleboro Littles Alliance. And we recently had a meeting with the town manager, as well as every department head. And it was awesome. But we were talking about specifically advocating for families with young children below the like from 0 to 5, because a lot of programming starts at 5. And one of the tasks that they gave us that they would like want us to do while they're addressing what we call low-hanging fruit adjustments in the community, like putting in changing tables and stuff like that. They asked us if we could make like a children's calendar that's updated and online of all the programming that
Yes.
happens in our surrounding area. And so I added all of this stuff for the library as well.
Nice.
Just wanted to let you guys know. Cool.
Change in the world, starting
Yeah.
with Brattleboro.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
They already sent us over 37 actionable items that they're going to be taking for like
Sweet.
parks and rec and
Nice.
various things around. And I know the Brattleboro Library is doing renovations and stuff right
Yeah.
now and everything.
Nice.
So
Nice.
Yes, just trying to advocate for the little ones because it's hard when you're like, oh, I want to sign my kid up for something, and then you're like, oh, they're not the age range, especially if they're not in school, you know. Anyway, that's the stuff.
Lovely. Thank you for reporting
Thanks for the
that.
transparency.
Yeah,
Yeah.
totally.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that in
that was
terms
a
of
good.
the unsavory term marketing. I
Oh.
try to get the word out, you know, about the things that are happening. I'm like, come to Guilford. We have other things.
Yeah, it makes a difference all the time,
Yes.
Megan, for
Yeah.
the yes.
Yeah, I love that. Yes. Oh. Good. And what's on my mind is building a refreshed relationship with friends. Yeah, it's on my mind.
Yeah, and I really think that once we conclude this fiscal transformation,
Yeah.
it will be very different
Yeah.
in their ability to
Yeah.
do. Yeah, it'll be different, which is great.
It's good.
And I think I am, like a liaison to them in many ways.
And does that work? That's all fine. Okay. Good.
There's still three working together as the head of it.
It's
Deb,
Davida, Deb,
Lori.
Lori, and Patrice. And so Patrice and I, who is the treasurer right now, have still been meeting to treasurer with
Yeah,
that.
good.
Yeah, and it's working fine.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent.
One thing I'm seeing here that's under the library director, which I will try to bring in more of when it's relevant, is under the law
Yes.
section. Educate board and friends regarding current local, state, and federal library laws and pending legislation.
That's good. Yes.
I do get that. I mean, that's sort of like talking about open meeting law. But there have been some things just before I started that changed with library law about that I can just make sure that you all are aware of
I
and prepared
appreciate that.
up.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And John's very up to date also,
John's really good too. But the federal library laws are, I mean, I think I've made some changes early on. Just privacy is obviously a very important thing to libraries, so. And can be tricky in our small town.
Yes. Totally.
But I'm used to being in a small community where people want to, usually people just want to know what people are reading because they want to like connect about it. But you still have to obey the laws.
I have a question about actually Laura just when you said that trust sometimes there's an issue of trustees bringing like program ideas to the library or something like that.
Well,
Does
no,
that mean that?
it's when trustees think they can tell the library director what to do.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
Okay.
here's a program. I think we really should do it and put pressure on the library director to do this idea.
No
And
pressure at all. But I have some friends from Baby Group who host silent book clubs at various places around the
Totally.
area. And I'm wondering if we can have one here.
So basically, people come together to read.
They just read to, they don't talk about the book. They just,
No, yeah.
sometimes you just can't do it at your house or you just want
I've
people to
wondered
come together.
if the meeting house would be a good
Oh, that would be
place for
cute.
that group
I
to
think that would
meet
be
in the
great.
summer months.
And I just had a long talk with Diane Frost, who
She wants us
she
to.
really wants the library to use
Yeah, and I
the
think we
Diane
definitely will
Frost,
use it
the
again.
historical society.
Yeah, use it again for Halloween because
Yes.
people, it was cool to be in there
It
again.
was great to be in there.
Yeah.
It was a good backup plan.
And some people were in there like for the first time,
Yeah.
being like,
Yeah. But I love that idea for this silent book
yeah,
club
I think that would be cool.
to meet up there.
In here, I feel like everyone would just have to sit
On the floor.
on the floor.
Yeah.
Bring your crazy creeks.
Maybe, yeah.
But over there, what a great
We
idea.
have the back deck chairs,
Yeah, I know.
basically like a fancy
It is.
crazy
It's
creek chair.
awesome. But Amber, wouldn't that be great? Picturing people at their
Yeah,
own
it would be fun.
pews.
But you might want to bring your chair anyway, because some people have strong opinions about the discomfort of those
Well, you bring
pews when you
cushions.
talk about
All you
it.
have to do is bring a cushion. Just bring some cushions.
Okay. It's funny.
But anyway, but that's something to think about, the meeting house.
Nice
Right.
idea.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
So I
Any more of these
think.
one?
And really, like the marketing thing under trustees, ensure that the library has. And to me, what that is really referring to is, and make it about us. Amber's supervisors is the chair or chairs of the board. And so it's really up to the chairs not to tell you about marketing, but to be plugged in with you and be a resource. Part of this is being a resource to the librarian of, oh, did you know that there's Front Porch Forum? You know, maybe that new person doesn't know about that.
And we deleted our Facebook group.
Yes, we did. It was,
Clean break.
we did. And what I was noticing was it was not bringing people to our events and that you had to pay to use it, which is kind of the
Really?
evolution of the
Really?
Facebook page. Yeah, to get any visibility, you had to pay for it. And
Is that bad?
we almost never pay
Yeah.
for it. And then there were even less people. The real kicker for me was not seeing anyone that would say they were coming on Facebook come to
Interesting.
events.
Yeah.
That pattern was like, oh,
Yeah. Yeah.
this is not the right place
Yeah.
for that to happen. And then and also partially not having enough staff to be available for conversations that people might want to have on social media.
Is Front Porch Forum really? I know nothing. Is this a nationwide thing? It's a
No.
Vermont thing. Oh, it's just Vermont?
Certain towns, it started out with just like one town and it's grown and it's not national at
But
all.
when you go to it, you see all the towns that are signed up. You
No,
just see Guilford.
just Guilford.
you sign up for your town.
You can only sign up if you have an address here in the town.
Yeah.
And then they'll like accept you. And I had a friend who was like staying at a Airbnb, but for a long period of time in Guilford and tried to get on to see, and they were like, no, somebody's already using that address. It's for you're clearly like a renter, you're not from here. So it is pretty like, it's
It's
just
really
neighbors.
renters cannot be part of
No,
it.
it's like they knew that the
Like
person that owned that
vacationers.
house, yeah, like vacationers like that, somebody who's not a permanent town resident with an address.
But what I really love about it's not Facebook at all.
Yeah.
And what I really and they manage it. So it's not a place to like air your gripes about this and that and this and that. When that happens, a teeny weeny a little bit, but basically not. It's really to find out of, oh, this is going on here, or does anyone know where I can, like Helen Shepherds wanted to know, well, I thought I knew about how to do the composting at school, the program, but she was confused. Can someone help me out? So within like a day, so I talked with her about it, like she got all the answers and they got plugged in. So it's about that.
Yeah, and there's
It's
a
very
calendar,
positive.
which is really great. Like,
Yeah, look in it. Yeah,
that's
you
pretty much
should.
all that's pretty much all I look at is
It's
the
very
calendar.
nice. And also I love
There's a lot of
to
ads, I will say,
it
but
comes into my email and I like that.
yeah.
Are we done?
I have a question. So
Think so.
I think things sort of blended for me on my minutes, where we normally have a more like this is old business and this is new business. And I think so, like at the end of the co-chair's report, that was basically Judith agreeing to go with Amber to the select board meeting.
Right.
And then would you consider old business talking about the trustee training handbook and other resources?
That's
No,
not
because it's
that's
on
not
the
old business.
agenda.
Yeah.
We
This
didn't
is not
everything on
into
the
old
agenda
business.
is new business. Everything on the agenda
We
is
would
new business.
normally say old business at the
Yes. So
beginning.
there's no old business.
I don't think so. I would have just used this. This is what's been put out there.
Okay. Yeah.
There isn't always old business.
And there isn't always new business. But we could have it there and have it blank. Maybe for your sake, we should do that. Just put it there, but just have it blank if there's nothing. Oh, but the old business or new business, I'm sorry, the new business, we could in our meeting, someone could say at the beginning of the meeting, I have something for new business.
Yeah, I guess my
And then
silent
we'll
but something could
say,
have been maybe new business. like maybe I'll categorize it as that.
Or since we're talking about the responsibilities, it could be just a thing that you talk to me about,
Totally.
right?
Yeah.
Not in a trustee meeting.
Yeah, because that kind of fell under the okay. Yep.
Right?
Trustee
It's
training
a
and
good example to
marketing.
use. Yeah.
So I think, but what we can do with the agenda is just have a new business. And it can stay blank, but someone could say, I have new business.
Yeah.
It's just part of the agenda that way, whether we use it or not.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Amber?
Sure. Yeah.
And that gives a place where someone has something like you had. Okay, I've got new business. So I think we're a wrap. We're a
I
wrap.
move that we adjourn, even though you don't like that. Like that's
It's a format.
it. All right, all those in
Thanks,
favor.
everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Thank
you.
you,
All
Emma.
right. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care, Emma.
All
Yeah,
right.
thank you, everybody. And I'll make sure to
And
watch
the
that
recording?
training video.
Yes.